Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
We blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Okay, so welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It is cloudy outside today. Ugh, major weather. But you gotta do what you gotta do to pay those bills, am I right? So if you're lazy like me, if you don't want to do anything else, congratulations for you. You deserve it. And if not, then you gotta go do what you gotta do, baby. Am I right? So, yeah, and it gets a little chilly, so make sure you put all those layers on, okay? So, my only advice is get layers. That's the only thing I can do. So, yeah. But, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I recap both of these lovely shows. So, we got another Henry Danger episode for you in the book, so this one's a good one, and trust me, you might want to sit back for this one. So, whatever you're from the United States or across the pond, thank you for taking the time to hear my voice, because who doesn't want to hear my lovely voice? And I hope I made your day a little bit better, because it's one of Henry Danger podcasts to make their day better, am I right? So, so I hope you enjoy this episode, and yeah, let's have a good time. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Okay, so we got a new ride we've been waiting for you for 4 or 3 years now, and it's the Tron Coaster. That's right, the Tron Coaster has finally now have an opening date, and that is April 4th of this year. So that's right, if you got advance to those tickets, congratulations. So one of them must be sold out, because I just got the Disney news that one of them is sold out. So April 4th is going to be a busy, busy day in Magic Kingdom, folks. If you're going to that day, well, you're out of luck. So, so if you're going to something on that day, if it's already sold out for you, well, you gotta go after the day after. So, I cannot wait until the Tron Coaster gets here in Walt Disney World, which I am so excited for. And, yeah, so April 4th of this year, I cannot wait. And Tron Coaster, it's gonna be great. And the new movie, Missing, starring Storm Reid. That's right, there's a new movie coming out this Friday called Missing. And it stars Storm Reid as the daughter who finds out that her mother never returned home from her trip. So it's up to her to find her mother's location where her mom went. So if you haven't seen the trailer, it's going to go through ups and downs in this ride. So if you like anything like mysterious or like horror type mystery stuff, I encourage you to go and check this movie out. Storm Reid, she is amazing for what she does. You know her from Euphoria as Zendaya's little sister in the show. But she's starting her starring role as the daughter. And this is good amazing. So if you're like anything mystery or if you're anything like horror twist mystery, I encourage you to go check out Missing, which is in theaters this Friday. So make sure you go and get your tickets. I encourage you 100% so you do not want to miss that. And yes, if you're looking for a mystery type horror, that's your gig. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 4, season 5 of Henry Danger, The Great Cactus Con. So, Piper is the queen of the con that year, and somehow baby Ariel is guest starring in this episode, which she did a movie with Jace Norman called Blink's High Private Eye that year, and this is getting interesting, so you might want to sit back, relax, and enjoy this one. And who knows? I hope you like it as much as I do. So, yeah. Oh my god. Would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, so keep it up with the plays, guys. Thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it, guys. Make sure to keep following me. And there's no words. So, I just want to say thank you. So, yeah. And the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 4, season 5 of Henry Danger, The Great Cactus Con. So this episode guest stars Baby Aria, which she did a movie, Nickelodeon movie with Jace Norman called Blank's High Private Eye, which she did that year with him. And it was so cool that Baby Aria gets to guest star in this episode, which Jace, who already knew her, working with her on that movie. So this was kind of cool to see Baby Aria from going to her and Jace in the movie to her and Jace in this episode, which is kind of cool. And her character, she has a rare allergy. So what allergy is it? Well, you gotta stay tuned to this episode to find out. So if you have seen this episode, well, you know it. If you don't, well, you're in for a treat. So, yeah, and also Piper is the princess of the con this year, and that's really, really exciting. And yeah, so I hope you're in for an episode of your life, guys, because this episode is crazy, it is fun, and let's just say Jasper has a crush on Baby Ariel's character, if you could say that. So, yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I do, and trust me, you might want to sit back and relax on this one. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode, and it's going to be a great time. So, love you guys, and I hope you enjoyed. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, if you turn on the speakers, whatever device that you have, it's because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started, and, let's begin! Okay, so we're going to the man cave sneakers. You gotta go through junk and stuff, dodge the fire-breathing dinosaur. You gotta go through the bag, go to the elevator, press the button, go downhill. You go to the elevator, and on the elevator opens up Jasper with his fajita. And he said, "Happy Fajita Friday, people!" And that sizzles. I cut to Charlotte, Henry, and Ray on the man cave couch looking for, going through their phones, and cut to Schwab says, "Ooh!" Cut to Henry next to Rain said, "It's not Friday." He said, "It's Saturday." Cut to Jasper said, "Oh, that would explain why I was the only one at school today." Cut to Rain next to Henry said, "Silence, boy! We're trying to buy tickets to Cactus Con." If you didn't notice that Henry's using his, like, hypermotility speed to get the tickets with his hand, so that's why his hand was like that. And cut to Jasper saying, "But they don't go on sale until Saturday." And cut to Charlotte saying, "Think it through." And cut to Jasper thinking it through. Well, cut to Schwartz going to his fajita. And then all of a sudden, he realizes it and said, "Oh, today's Saturday." And he drops the fajita. And Schwartz says, "I gotta buy tickets." And he runs toward Charlotte, Henry, and Ray. And goes to them. And cut to Schwartz. And Jasper saying, "Anybody get tickets yet?" To Henry and Ray saying, "No." So, "Do you see me tapping?" To Schwaz saying, "I don't understand why everyone loves this cactus convention so much." Cut to Ray next to Henry and say, "What?" And he said, "Tap my phone for me, will ya?" So Henry said, And Ray ruffling his head said, "Thanks, little buddy." And he gets up and he goes to where Schwaz was. He said, "Cactus Con is Swellview's best convention. It's better than Walla Con, Squirrel Con, and Shaka Con." Cut to Schwaz and cut to Charlotte, who was hearing it on the conversation, and she said, "Can you tap one more right?" Cut to Henry and said, "No, I'm kind of..." Charlotte said, "Thanks, champ." And cut to Henry, which is poor Henry. And cut to Charlotte going to where they were. I said, and there's great food there, too, like cactus milk, cactus tacos, cactus jerky. And they both agreed on that. Cut to Schwaz and says, "That all sounds disgusting." And cut to Schwaz doing his thing. Cut to Charlotte and Ray looking at him and said, "You're eating fajitas off the floor." Cut to Schwartz saying, "You want one?" Schwartz said, "Yeah, I'll have one." And cut to both doing it anyway. Cut to both of them and cut to Ray next to Schwartz said, "I'll take a floor fajita." Cut to Schwartz serving Ray. And cut to Henry tapping phones at the same time with his power. Henry said, "And my sister's the cactus queen this year." Schwartz said, "Mm-hmm." Schwartz said, "And I designed Piper's dress with my friend Bettina." Cut to Jasper saying, wait. "The pretty Bettina? The prettier Bettina? Or the prettiest Bettina?" Cut to Schwartz said, Bettina L. Cut to Jasper next. The prettiest Bettina. Cut to Jasper next to Henry. Say, hey, tap my phone for me. Henry said, I'm kind of maxed out here. And he said, thanks, sport. Cut. Poor Henry. He's got all their phones. Well, going over there. He said, I love Bettina. He said, I love her. Like, I love her. Cut to Charlotte saying, next to him, say, everybody loves Bettina L. He said, she's great. Cut Jasper said, have you, like, actually seen her? He said, have you seen, been to her house? Charlotte said, nah, her house is totally sealed shut. And Jasper pouted. Schwartz says, why? Does she smell bad? Henry said, no, she got this crazy, and he got interrupted by Ray and said, hey, Gabba! Cut to Henry confused. Ray saying, less yapping, more tapping. Cut to Henry saying, what, dude? I'm literally tapping faster. Cut to him tapping faster than any other human could tap right now. Ray saying, and you can yap faster than any human can do. And he turns around to all of them and said, now, can someone please tell me what Henry was about to say? Cut to Arlene next to Jasper and Ray and said, Bettina has this really rare allergy. Cut to Schwartz saying, what she's allergic to? To Charlotte said, air. And cut to Ray laughing next to Jasper and Charlotte said, good one. Said, no, seriously, what she's allergic to? Cut to Jasper next to Ray and saying, she's allergic to unfiltered air, so she can't go to school in person. And cut to Charlotte getting the tablet and showing to Ray with a photo of her with the nurse and the monitor. See, yeah. See? Look. So she has a nurse who pushes around a video monitor that shows a live stream of Bettina. Cut to all of them from her sealed-up house. Cut to Ray next to Jasper said, I swear, I do not understand your generation. And then Charlotte said, yeah, the modern thing is a little weird at first, but it cuts to Henry being excited and he got the tickets and said, Rick got tickets to Cactus Con! Jasper said, yeah, baby, yes! Ray said, and they go all excited and so. And Ray and Henry high-fived each other. And he's like, woo! And somehow Henry did a backflip. And cut to Ray next to Henry. Jasper and said, what? Looked at Jasper and goes to Henry and said, holy cross, did you just do a backflip? Cut to Henry next to him and said, yeah. And he turns around and looks at them. And they know they were interested and shocked. And cut to Ray and said, no one else impressed by Henry just doing a backflip? Cut to Charlotte next to Schwartz and said, it's just a backflip. Schwartz said, he only did one. Cut to Jasper and said, hey, yeah, and everybody can do a backflip. Cut to Ray and saying, next to Henry and saying, I don't believe you. And somehow, Jasper just stepped forward. And somehow he did the backflip and cut back to him. Cut to Ray being in shot next to Henry said, is this real life? And cut to Charlotte bringing the pack to Jasper. And he said, wait, no. And Charlotte did her backflip. Cut to her. And cut to Ray next to Henry again and said, are you seeing this? And cut to Schwaz giving the taco to Charlotte. And somehow Ray, who was a frowny face, cut to everybody else, Schwaz doing his backflip. And cut to him doing the rest. Cut to both Henry and Ray. Cut to Schwaz getting back the fajita he was eating. Cut to Henry talking to Ray and saying, can you not do one, dude? Ray saying, hmm? And Henry said, can you not do one, dude? Cut to Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwaz. And cut to Ray next to Henry and said, of course I can. And cut to Charlotte with her awkward face. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, okay. Cut to Charlotte said, getting her stuff and said, well, I should probably get to Henry's house for Piper's fitting. And while she was about to leave, cut to Jasper said, is Bettina going to be there? Cut to Charlotte and said, yeah. Jasper said, can I come? You won't even know I'm there. I'll be totally quiet. Watch. And he got with excitement and said, And Catcher Charles, and if it's cool with Henry, Jasper said, yeah. And he turns to Henry for approval and said, sure. And he passes Jasper the phone. And they go to the elevator. And Hunter Schwartz saying, I'm going to go eat my fajita in the shower. And he goes to the auto snacker. And Trace said, see you later. Bye. And he presses the button. He waves to Ray. And Ray waves again and says, bye. And he closes the auto snacker. And Ray tried to attempt to do the black flip. He said, okay. And he tries to stretch. He said, I got this. He said, I can do a backflip. Okay. And he stretches again. And somehow he did the backflip, and somehow he didn't land it the right way, and his now back is all messed up. Ah! God dang it! He said, ah! Somehow Henry came back and forgot his backpack. And he said, hey, I forgot my backpack. And he saw Ray on the floor. And somehow Ray noticed Henry. And Henry saying, noticed and said, do you just try to do a backflip? Ray's like, no, I was just, and he was going to the fajitas on the floor. He said, I was just on the floor to get closer to these yummy fajitas. Cuts to him and gets it. So good. It was so good. Cut to Henry's like, okay. So Ray said, yeah. Henry said, good, because that would have been embarrassing. And he pressed the button. Ray said, yeah, I know, right? Cut to Henry said, yeah, I would have lost all respect for you. Ray said, no, that's not what happened. Henry said, okay, all right, yeah. We're good. Bye. And the elevator closes. And somehow he had fajitas in the, and that was it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this, and that's Henry's house, the front porch, and the cactus con. So it's cut to Henry's house, and we see Charlotte Piper's fitting, which she looks so cute. Somehow Henry's getting a snack, and he was going to the couch. And he was about to sit on the couch, and then Piper said, don't sit there. And he goes to Piper and Charlotte. Cut to Henry and said, it's my house too, Piper. He said, I sit where I want. And he sat down, and he was like, eep! And Piper's like, next to Charlotte's like, I just met because that's where all the extra cactus needles are. And now he, talking in pain, is like, I feel that now. Cut to Piper, or next to Charlotte, said, also, I'm going to need those needles back. Cut to Henry sitting up and said, sure thing. And he walks in pain. Somehow we see all the needles on Henry's butt, which is kind of cute, though, by the way. Don't look at me. But anyway. And cut to Jasper trying to spray everything in the house, and all of them were coughing out of no reason. And Charlotte next to Piper said, Jasper, what are you spraying? Cut to Jasper saying, air freshener, cashmere plum. I want it to smell nice for Patina. He sprays the air, sprays his mouth, and sprays it again. Cut to Piper next to Charlotte said, who cares how it smells? Patina's allergic to filter air, so she won't even be here in person. And Henry said, yeah, she's just going to be on that video monitor. Her nurse purses around. Charlie said, well, what if she asks her nurse what the worm smells like? What then? He said, what then? Cut to Henry and cut to Charlotte and Piper and said, okay, I think you're getting a little crazy now. Cut to Jasper saying, you're right. Puts down the spray and said, you're right. All right. And goes to the couch and said, I just need to chill out. And the doorbell rings and he gets back up right away. He said, she's here. He said, everyone, shut up. Cut to all three of them looking confused. Wait. Cut to Jasper said, when I opened the door, everybody left like I just said something really funny. Okay? And she opens the door and said, all right. And funny. And cut to all three of them laughing. Henry. And Piper. Marissa. And cut to Bettina with the nurse next to her and said, "Oh, hey, Bettina." And Bettina L said, "Hi, Jasper." Cut to Jasper with her nurse and Bettina on the monitor. "Come on in. Come on." To all three of them again. And Hunter said, "Jasper, you are so funny." And Bettina L said, "I love this house." Cut to Henry said, "Thanks." The Piper next to Charlotte said, "Okay." And Bettina said, "Morgan, what does the room smell like?" And cut to Jasper stopping. And he just said, it was like, "It smells like cashmere and plum. It's delightful." And he turns around with a huge grin on his face. And Henry does the not bad face. And cut to Morgan said, "Does this place have a basement?" Cut to Henry and said, yeah, wait." Morgan said, "Ah." He said, it cuts back to Morgan and said, "I'll find it." And she goes to where the basement was. Cut to Henry confused. Cut to Piper and Charlotte even more confused. Cut to Charlotte dragging Bettina L, and she's gasped at something. "You look gorgeous." Cut to Jasper thought he was talking about him and said, "Thank you." Cut to Piper next to Charlotte. She was talking to me. Cut to Jasper being embarrassed. Cut to Charlotte and said, and cut to Henry and cut to Charlotte and said, "Hey, is this how you said you wanted the sash to hang?" Went next to Piper and cut to Bettina and said, "Yes, you nailed it." To Charlotte and Piper and cut to Bettina and said, "Piper," and said, "Oh, Piper," said, "I wish I could see you in that dress at Cactus Con in person." Cut to all of them. Piper said, well, they're doing." And he gets down one knee on hers. "They come to with me. I'll be your date." Cut to Henry coughing. "Slow down. A bit cold." Well, Charlotte was next to him. Cut to Bettina L said, "Jasper, I would love to go to Cactus Con with you." Cut to next to Charlotte said, "Keep going. It's working." Bettina L said, "But I can't." Cut to Piper said, "Oof." Jasper turned around. Piper said, "Dude, you just got curved hard." Cut to him looking at Bettina L again. Said, No. I didn't mean to curve you." And Bettina said, "I just meant I'd go if I could leave my house. But I can't." To Jasper getting up and said, "Well," what everybody else in the background said, "What if he could?" Cut to Bettina said, "I don't see how that's possible." He said, "I'm allergic to air." Cut to Jasper turning around slowly. He said, cut to all of them. To him turning around. Mike said, "Kid danger." Arlo said, "What?" And Harry said, "Oh, God." Bettina said, "What about kid danger?" "He owes me a favor." And he goes, "He owes me a favor." And he goes to everybody else in shock and cuts to Piper and said, "He does?" And Harry said, "Yeah, does he, Jasper?" And he said, I don't. Jasper said, "Yeah, he does." And he said, and Henry got cut off. He said, "And he could." He said, "He could protect you." Cut to Piper said, "From allergies?" Cut to Jasper looking at Piper said, "No." He said, "I mean, yes." Cut to him looking at her said, "But I just mean that Kid Danger's got all kinds of cool gadgets and stuff." And he taps Henry on the shoulder and said, right, Henry?" Cut to Henry looking at Jasper and said, "How would I know that?" Cut to Charlotte saying, "Because you're such a big Kid Danger fan." And Jasper said, "Yeah, whatever," cutting them off. Jasper said, "If I could guarantee that Kid Danger will keep you safe." cuts to Patina and cuts to Jasper and says, "When you come to Cactus Con with me." Henry's like, "Guaranteed is a strong word." And Charlotte denies and puts him down. Cut to Patina and said, "Jasper, that would be amazing. But would Kid Danger really do that?" Cut to Jasper said, "Of course." Henry said, "Well," he said, "he loves me." Henry said, "Love is a strong word." And he gets denied again by Charlotte. Jasper said, "He'll do it." Patina and Earl said, "Jasper," said, "thank you so much." So Henry said, "Oh, that is just," and he's about to get denied by Charlotte again, but Charlotte knew the look, and he goes to Jasper and said, "This is just great fun for everybody. Hey, Jasper, can I talk to you outside on the porch, please?" Jasper said, "Sure." And Henry said, pushed him and said, "Cool." "Mom, I'm going to Cactus Con. I'm finally going to get to leave the house." Patina's mom in the background said, "You can't go outside. You're allergic to air." Patina said, "Kid Danger is going to protect me." Patina's mom said, "Be home by 9. And cut to them to the front porch. They're about to argue. And cut to Henry and Jasper going back and forth. Henry said, "Dude." Jasper said, "Bro." Henry again, "Dude." Jasper said, "Bro." Henry said, "Dude." Jasper said, "Bro." Henry said, "Dude." "Bro, dude, bro, dude, bro, dude." And this kept on going and going until Charlotte was in the middle. "Bro, dude, bro, dude, bro, dude, bro, dude." Charlotte said, "You guys!" Cut to her and the both of them and said, "Use your words." Cut to Henry next to Charlotte and said, "Charlotte, will you please tell Jasper that he can't volunteer Kid Danger for his personal life?" Jasper next to Charlotte said, "Will you please tell Henry that I'm in love?" Now Henry next to Charlotte said, "Will you please tell Jasper that we don't have anything in the man cave that can help Patina?" To Charlotte between Jasper and Henry said, "We actually might have something in the man cave that can help Patina." And Henry next to Charlotte said, "Jasper, will you please ask Charlotte what she's talking about?" Cut to all three of them. Somehow Henry watch beeps. And cut to Charlotte taking Henry's wrist. Henry said, "Bro." Charlotte said, "Don't bro me." And he flips Henry's open up. Henry's watch up. Cut to Schwartz saying, "What's up?" Cut to Henry saying, "What's up?" Jasper said, "What's up?" And Henry tried to beg Charlotte to do it. He said, cut to all of them and say, Charlotte said, "What's up?" Jasper said, "You'll get it." Cut to all three of them. Cut to Charlotte. Say, "Hey, do we have a 3-ply all right, but allergenic bubble suit somewhere in the man cave?" Schwartz says, "What size?" Charlotte said, "Small." Schwartz said, "Oh yeah, we got that." To all of them. And Charlotte's like, "Well, that was easy." Jasper said, "So you'll do it?" Cut to Henry not being a big jerk. And then he said, "Fine." Cut to Jasper hugging. Henry said, "Bro!" Henry said, "Dude!" And Jasper snapped out of it. Cut to all three of them. And cut to Schwartz said, "Hey, you guys want to see something funny?" Cut to Jasper was like, "Of course." Henry said, "Yeah." And cut to Schwartz said, "Ray is still trying to do a backflip." And he checks the remote. And he moves the camera to the left where Ray was trying to do the backflip again. Cut to all three of them watching. And cut to him, Ray, failing to do the backflip again. And Ray said, "Ow!" And all of them laughed. And Henry said, "He can't do it." And Jasper said, "Ha ha, look at him." And Henry said, "He can't do a backflip." And cut to Ray embarrassed and said, "Don't look at me." Henry said, "He can't do it." And he walked away. And now it's cut to the Cactus Con. And we cut to see Piper with Charlotte, and cut to all the guests while Kid Danger was already in the back. Cut to Piper saying, "Hear me, hear me." Cut to the audience, and cut to Piper said, "As your Cactus Queen, I declare the Swellview Cactus Convention open." Cut to the audience, cut to Piper, cutting to Charlotte for confusion to both of them, and cut to Fran and said, "You have to tap your staff on the ground." And she does the stance and, "My queen." And cut to Piper again and said, "Open!" And she did the staff tap, and somehow the gates were open, and everybody was going in there. Including Kid Danger was talking to Ray. And Kid Danger and Ray were talking and said, "It's just a backflip, you know?" He said, "You just do it. You just flip backwards." And Ray said, "Yeah." He said, "But how?" And Danger's like, "It's like trying to explain to somebody, walk. You know what I mean? You know, right foot, left foot, repeat." Ray said, "Backflipping is not the same as walking." Cut to Kid Danger next to him and said, "Yeah, but equally as easy." And Ray said, "No, they are not." Kid Danger said, "Well, maybe not for you, but for most people it is." And he got interrupted by Charlotte between the both of them and said, "Said, you guys?" Kid Danger's like, "What's up, Char?" And Ray's like, "Hey, what's going on? Charlotte next to the both of them said, "Maybe since you guys don't know each other, you shouldn't be talking." Cut to Ray said, "Ray." And cut to Kid Danger said, "And Kid Danger." Cut to Piper and Kid Danger's like, "Yeah, dude, she's right." He said, "Yeah, right, scatter. Cut to him about to go, and then all of a sudden he almost bumped into the poisonous cactus and said, "Ow!" He was like, "What the butt?" Cut to Kid Danger walking towards Ray and said, "Ha ha ha." Said, "Dude, you just bumped into the world's most poisonous cactus." Cut to Ray next to him and said, "How do you know that?" To Ray said, his kid just said, "Cuz, there's a sign. It's a sign." And cut to the sign, and that says it's right there. And cut to the sign, and said, "World's most poisonous cactus." He said, "Don't bump into it." Cut to Ray said, "Oh, well." Kid Danger said, "Someone should be guarding that thing." And cut to Kid Danger going off screen. And Fran's like, hey. He said, "Be careful with that. There's the world's most poisonous cactus. That's the only one in the whole world." He said, "And we got it." Cut to Ray and said, "So, don't you think you should be guarding it?" Fran was like, "I was on an ice cream break." And Ray's like, "Didn't this place just open?" Fran said, "Yep. I got the first ice cream cone." And she licked the, and she licked it and it's like, "Oh!" And she goes, "Balloons!" And go to Fran and cut to Ray being confused. And cut to Ray looking at the kid who's going towards the cactus. And he's like, "Whoa!" And he's like, "Get off of there." And he looks towards the safe cactus and said, "Here." He said, "Why don't you play with this non-poisonous cactus?" And he pat the little kid on the head. And the kid ran back somewhere and said, "Wrong along now." He said, "That's nice to see." Cut to Bettina L with the suit. Jasper was behind her with the container with a spiral that's going towards her suit. Bettina L's like, "Wow." She's like, "I can't believe I'm outside of my house. Everything looks so, and she looks towards Jasper and said, "Real." Jasper said, "Yeah. Plus, you finally got away from the weird nurse." Because Morgan said, "I'm right here." Well, Jasper was in shock and turned around next to Bettina. He said, Jasper said, "Hi." He said, "Sorry." Morgan said, "Don't be." He said, "I'm weird." He said, "You think this place has a basement?" Cut to Jasper and Bettina confused. And Jasper said, Bettina said, "I'm not sure." Morgan said, "If it does, I'll find it." And cut to the nurse going towards somewhere, passing Kid Danger. Kid Danger said, "Hey." And Kid Danger was going towards Jasper and Bettina. He said, "Hey," he said, "you must be Bettina. Nice to meet you for the first time ever." Somehow he's reducing himself as Kid Danger for the first time and not Henry. Shaking Bettina's hand next to Jasper. I said, "Nice to meet you." And Kid Danger next to Jasper said, "Dude." And Jasper said, "Bro." Captain L with both of the boys and said, "This suit is amazing." I said, "Thank you so much." Captain Danger said, "Anything for this guy?" And he tapped on the shoulders. And Jasper said, "Aww." Captain L next to the both of them said, "So, do you owe Jasper a favor?" He said, "What did he do for you?" Captain Danger reminding Jasper said, "Yeah, Jasper. What do I owe you a favor?" Captain Jasper said, "I don't know." Captain both of them getting puzzled looks, including Bettina. Captain Jasper both of them said, ooh. So the game is a ring toss on a cactus. And Bettina was so excited and looked at Jasper and said, with Captain said, "Will you go with win me a prize?" Captain Kid Danger with Tina. Bettina said, "Okay." He said, "I'll try." It cut to him going arm in arm, and they went to the game. And somehow, Kid Danger's phone rings, and he picked up. And Kid Danger was like, "Hey, Schwaz." I said, "What's up?" And he said, "Hold for Ray." And he got Ray on the call. Ray, and cut to both of them. Ray's like, "What's up?" Kid Danger's like, "What's up?" And Schwaz in the middle and said, "What's up?" Said, "Is that the man cave got hacked?" And Kid Danger is like, "What?" He's like, "I thought you said the man cave computer wasn't unhackable." Schwaz said, "I thought it was, but someone did it, and now every computer in the man cave has the message on the screen." Cut to Kid Danger next. And said, what's it say?" And Schwaz said, back in the man cave, said, "It just says, game on, over and over." Cut to Kid Danger going towards Ray and said, "Game on." And said, cut to both of them and said, what does that mean?" To Ray's like, "I don't know." And somehow all the phones gained text messages on the exact same time, and they looked at it. And Charlotte's like, she goes towards both of them and said, "You guys get this text?" Captain Danger said, "Yeah." And he said, "Hello, Swellview." Marie said, "I will pay $1 million. Piper said, "To whoever can bring me." Captain Jasper and Bettina, who got the text as well, "The world's most poisonous cactus." Everyone said, "Sincerely, R.T. And cut to Kid Danger is like, "Who's RT? Cut to Charlotte in between them. Cut to Ray said, "Randy Tinklemuffin." Cut to Henry confused. Cut to Ray said, "Nah, it can't be Randy Tinklemuffin. He's in jail. He don't even know why I thought of that." And cut to all of the residents of Swabby but going towards them. Kid Danger said, "Wait. Is that really his name?" Marie said, "Yeah." Kid Danger's like, "What?" Cut to all the sweat, and it's going towards them and say, "Yeah, I think it's short for Randolph." And Kid Danger's like, "That's crazy." And Charlotte noticed and's like, guys? And Kid Danger's like, "Hmm?" And Charlotte's like, "We have bigger problems." And they all turned around, and all the citizens of Swellview and Fran were going towards them. And Henry, Kid Danger slowly put his phone away. And Ray's like, dude? And Kid Danger said, "Bro?" And they were going towards them. And that was about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. And the citizens of Swellview and Fran were arguing with Kid Danger. There are two scenes involved in this, by the way. The Cactus Con and the Man Cave. And they were all chattering. And now it's cut to Kid Danger's like, okay, everybody, calm down. Everybody, calm down. Cut to Piper. Cut to Kid Danger's like, woman said, number one said, "What?" Kid Danger's like, "Relax." Cut to Piper. Cut to Kid Danger's like, "Now, I know that you all won the $1 million some mystery person promised for that cactus." Cut to all of them chattering. Cut to Jasper's like, "I don't like the look of that angry mob." Cut to Bettina said, "Yeah, there's a lot of cacti here." And if this bobble suit breaks, he said, I'm in trouble, real trouble. Cut to Jasper next to her and said, in hindsight? Cut back to Kid Danger with the angry mob and cut to Jasper next to Bettina Ellis and said, in hindsight? Bringing you to a cactus convention was a terrible idea. Bettina Ellis said, but Kid Danger's gonna protect me, though, right? And cut to Kid Danger with the angry mob and cut to Jasper said, no. And guarding Bettina said, I am. And his shoulder got rubbed to the cactus and said, ow! And Fran interrupted and said, hey! Then cut to her and said, Kid Danger's right. Kid Danger's like, thank you. Fran said, this cactus is worth a lot of money. He said, now, let's get it. And somehow he took it, and he took out his laser, and he aimed it at the floor, and everybody was in shock. And cut to Charlotte and Ray being in shock. Cut to Kid Danger saying, uh-oh! He said, Daddy wants the big piece of chicken tonight! Cut to Fran and the rest of them being in shock. Cut to Charlotte next to Ray and saying, man, sure would be nice to have Captain Man here right about now. To Ray said, I know, right? He's the best. Cut to Charlotte sighing. And she said, think it through. Cut to Ray thinking. And he realized she was talking about him and said, oh, yeah. He said, right. And Charlotte pushed him out of the way. And then went to duck for cover. And cut to Fran next to somebody and said, what's everyone waiting for? The teenage boy said, he's got a zappy thingy. Cut to Piper. And Fran said, yeah, but there's only one of us. Cut to Fran next to him and said, and only one of him. Cut to Piper next to Kid Danger said, wrong. He said, there's two of him. Cut to Fran and the teenage boy being confused. Cut to Piper next to him and said, us. And said, shut up. And she does the staff thing and said, come at me, bros. And she tried to shoot the other things away. And while that was going on, and so Kid Danger was just starting to blast at everybody. And while Ray and Charlotte were trying to find a place let Ray to hide, there's too many people here. So I can't transform without a place to hide. And Charlotte said, go like this. Well, pretending to do the cactus thing. He said, what are we doing here? And Charlotte's pushing Ray. He said, get back there. Ray said, what is gained by this? Charlotte said, I'm smarter than you. He said, go. And when Ray realized that they can't see him behind the cactus, and Ray said, he said, okay. Somehow he blows the bubble and it pops and it transforms into Captain Man next to Charlotte. I said, okay. He said, I'll go help Henry. He said, you take the zapper. Gives the zapper to Charlotte and said, no. He said, let me Captain Man explain to you how that works. And somehow Charlotte wasn't having it. Used the laser on Captain Man and said, oh, good, you know. And she goes to where the table was. And Captain Man was going towards where Kid Danger was. And somehow they were arguing. Somehow this teenage boy threw something. He got Kid Danger. And Kid Danger was like, ow. And Brandon said, throw more. And she would gotten excited and said, cactuses are his weakness. And somehow they're throwing cactuses at him, but he kept dodging every one of them. He's like, and Cutter Jazz was like, oh, jeez. Ow. 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 He said, ow. And somehow Kid Danger was dodging more of them. And somehow Jasper was getting hit again. Ah! And cut to Piper trying with her battle cry and going out the door. Ah! And cut to Kid Danger, who was in shock. And cut to Fran next to him and said, look, there's only one of him again. Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger and said, wrong. He said, there's two of him. Us. Shut up. Cut to Fran next to the teenage boy. Say, dude, that cactus is worth $1 million. You're standing between me and buying a moose. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger and Fran. But the others said, now, come on. Say, they can't stop all of us. To both of them. And cut to Fran next to them. And said, Mama wants a moose. Now the fighting sequence began. Captain Man pushed Fran out of the way. And somehow that fight was going on. Somehow Kid Danger was punched one person. He dodged another person. And somehow these two men knocked him down. And somehow Captain Man was getting hit by somebody. And somehow he tossed that person up to the side. And somehow Charlotte in the bag was hitting people with lasers one by one. Anything else? And somehow Kid Danger was punched one more dude and trying to punch the next dude. And somehow this woman has like two fake cacti. It was a Kid Danger's like, where did you get those? And somebody, she was about to hit Kid Danger when some Charlotte hit her. And somebody was behind her. Was behind Kid Danger and grabbed Kid Danger by the foot. And somehow Charlotte hit Jasper by accident. And Charlotte was like, Jasper was like, ow! And Jasper's like, Charlotte's like, sorry! And somehow Angel was hitting the remaining of the last two people. And somehow they were done. And somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger were hit back to back. And they noticed each other and they were done. And all the people were passed out. Captain Jasper was like, ah! And so Captain Man and Kid Danger were in shock. And cut to Jasper, him covered up in cactus. Cut to all of them. It was like, ah! Cut to Patina L looked impressed. I was like, Jasper? I was like, you were amazing. Cut to Jasper, covered full of cactus. Patina was like, and I'd hug you, but the needles would puncture my suit. Cut to Jasper said, I get it. And cut to Charlotte and said, and all of them, and said, here, Captain Man. You drop this during the fight. And tossed it to Captain Man next to Kid Danger. And said, oh, said, thanks, girl, I don't know. Cut to Charlotte, cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man, and said, we did it. Captain said, yeah, yes, we did. We say the citizens of Swellview once again. Cut to all of them with citizens groaning in the background. Cut to Charlotte. Cut to Captain Man, who taps Kid Danger's shoulder and said, victory dance! Kid Danger said, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, do a backflip. Cut to Captain Man and said, what? He said, I don't know, man. He said, don't even think about it. Just do it. Cut to Captain Man said, you think I can do it? He said, I know you can do it. Cut to Charlotte said, yeah. Captain Man said, yeah, okay. I'm flipping. Captain Man said, here I go. And somehow next to Kid Danger, Captain Man finally did the backflip. And Kid Danger said, hey! He did it. And Captain Man was excited. Captain Man said, did you see that? And Kid Danger said, I told you. And Charlotte got excited. As soon as Captain Man was going to get his zapper, he pressed the button by accident, and the laser aimed toward Patina's suit and put the air escaping through the suit. And Captain Patina L saying, uh-oh! Jasper said, Patina! He said, your suit! And cut to Patina again, but with a swollen tongue. He said, forget the suit! He said, what about my tongue? Cut to Charlotte and Kid Danger going towards her while Captain Man was, like, in shock, walking away. And Charlotte and Kid Danger were going towards her and said, could someone take me to the hospital? And Kid Danger looked at the gem and looking at the suit. Both of them turned around to Captain Man. Cut to Captain Man saying, he said, yeah, he said, I got you. And he went towards Patina with all of them. And somehow he picked Patina up right in style, while Jasper right behind him. And cut to Jasper groaning behind him, like, ow. Cut to Shara next to Kid Danger's like, nice shot, bro. Captain Man about to look at her one last time. He's like, yeah, I said, but that backflip, though. Cut to Charlotte next to Kid Danger. Jasper right behind him. He said, ow, 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 ow. Cut to Charlotte next to Kid Danger. Said, good job. Kid Danger's like, thanks. Hey, good work with that laser. Charlotte's like, thanks. I really enjoy zapping people. Cut to Kid Danger next to Charlotte smiling. He said, and we saved the world's most poisonous cactus. Both all of them turned around, and the cactus disappeared and said, is gone. It cut to nothing but the cactus being gone, and so a card just sitting there. And somehow, both of them were walking towards the card, and Charlotte picked it up. It cut to Kid Danger next to Charlotte and said, what does it say? It cut to Kid Danger looking at the card while Charlotte reads it and said, thanks for the cactus. He said, game on. And cut to all of them. Cut to Charlotte and Kid Danger looking everywhere. And then they looked at each other, which was really confusing. And cut back to Schwaz in the man cave, looking at the Schwaz. Oh, he said, oh no. He said, cut to Schwaz. This is bad. This is very bad. And cut back to the symbol that says game over again. And that was about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 4, season 5 of Henry Danger, The Great Cactus Con. Wow, wow, wow. What a great episode, you guys. This episode was amazing to do. But there's a 3-parter starting tomorrow, which I am so excited for. It's going to pick up where it left off with this episode, and I am so excited to see where it gets picked off from here. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be very awesome. And it's going to be cool. So shout out to Baby Ariel for guest starring on this episode. Baby Ariel, you are amazing. And you did such a great job. From not only you did a movie with Jace, you did Henry Danger with Jace too, which was kind of cool in some sort of way. You did a movie with him, but you did that episode on the show too, which was kind of cool, by the way. So shout out to you, Baby Ariel, for doing that episode. And you did good as Bettina. So that was really, really good. And to the rest of the cast and crew, you did an awesome job as usual. And this episode was awesome. This episode was amazing. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoy recapping it to you guys. So, the 3-parter starting next week, which I'm so excited for, because we're going to continue where this episode left off with this 3-parter, which I'm so excited for. So you might want to tune in for part 1 next week. So you do not want to miss that, guys. And trust me. This is the amazing part when realize it's all going to go down here with Henry's so quote-unquote powers, if you know what I mean. So, so I cannot wait to see what it's going to go from there. And, yeah, so this 3-parter is going to be the bomb to recap, and I am so excited about that. So, I give this episode a 10 out of 10, and overall, this episode was good. So, 3-parter starts next week, and I'm so excited. So, might want to stay tuned next week for part 1, so it's going to be awesome. So, So, the next segment is about to start right about now. So, I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Hey guys, so I covered this week's topics like the Tron Coaster finally has an opening date, and that is April 4th of 2023. So if you have passes or anything else, and if you got those early tickets, congratulations. And if you didn't, well, there are some other times in the future that you might get to see this coaster in person. So, so it's finally got an opening date, which I am so excited for, and the trains are now running again, which was so really beautiful. But the Tron Coaster is the one hype that we all wanted since the delays and all the construction work. And we finally got an opening date for this ride. And it's April 4th. And I am so dang excited for this. So trust me, when a new ride opens, your girl wants to cover it. So, yeah, so April 4th of this year, make sure you put it on your calendars. And when that April 4th comes around the corner, I'll give you guys an update of when it finally opens. So you do not want to miss it, guys. And, yeah, so we finally got an opening date, April 4th. And I can't wait to give you that update when it finally opens to the public. So you might want to stay tuned to that. And the new movie Missing is coming out this Friday, starring Storm Reid. So, again, if you love anything horror with a mysterious twist, you might want to go and get your tickets. If you haven't seen the trailer yet for this movie, I encourage you to go and watch it. And I know I like mysteries, but I don't like horror twist movies, which is kind of, like, weird. But, this movie is actually good. It stars Storm Reid, who was in Euphoria with Zendaya, and she is amazing. So, shout out to Storm Reid for starring in this movie, and this is freaking amazing. So, yeah, so make sure you go and get, if you love anything with a horror mystery twist, go and get your tickets for this Friday, guys. I highly recommend. So, to all you fans out there who love that kind of stuff, make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday, so I encourage you to go and see it. Okay. And I recapped episode 4, season 5 of Henry Danger, The Great Cactus Khan. Again, a huge shout out to Baby Arya, who guest starred in this episode as Bettina. She worked with Jace Norman on the movie called Blinks High Private Eye. And it's funny because she guest starred on his show, Henry Danger, who she played Bettina. And that was so cool to let Jace know that she can come over to play a character on the show, which was so sweet of him. Baby, that was the sweetest thing ever, so I don't know what was behind that, but you gotta give me that story later. But anyways, Baby Ariel, shout out to you. You are amazing as Bettina. You were awesome, and I cannot... And who knows? Maybe you start in the Zombies franchise? So, from Nickelodeon to Disney, you are something else, girl. So congratulations, and can't wait to see what you do next, so it's going to be exciting. So yeah, and I give this episode a 10 out of 10 overall. Great job to the cast and crew, like always, and this episode sets up for something big, guys, so you better be ready, because there's a three-parter coming up. You got part one tomorrow, where it picks up from this episode, and I am so dang excited, guys, so you better be ready next week, because something's going to get different from here. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to be mind-blowing. So stay tuned, guys. You do not want to miss it. And part one starts tomorrow. So if you're ready, I'm ready. So let's go and do it. And let's get it done. So great job with this episode, guys. 10 out of 10. Amazing. And can't wait for next week, which is going to be awesome. So, yeah. Okay. So this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. I said it once, and I'll say it again. She is the GOAT of my childhood, period. Watched her growing up on the Disney Channel and watched her music career grow, and she had, like, obstacles along the way. And she almost committed suicide, if you haven't seen that story, so trust me. We almost lost Demi, guys. We almost lost Demi. And that was like a wake-up call to her, and her music changed since then, and she is rocking this bitch, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, so Demi Lovato, you are a rock star, you are amazing, and I cannot wait to see what you got next, girl. You are awesome, you're amazing, you keep being you, you keep being cool, and you're gonna keep being one of my favorite idols of childhood of all time, and you're gonna be great. You are amazing as already is, and can't wait to see what you do next, girl. So, love you. You're amazing, and this is for you. So, I love you. So, yeah, and this is the end of the Don't Forget era, and that's why the final song that I chose from the Don't Forget album, and it's called Don't Forget. So, if you haven't seen this video yet, guys, oh my god, the setting of this video when she walks out of the tour bus with an umbrella, And the rain dripping down, making her soaking wet. And by the end of it, she rocks out with all this water coming down with this fountain. And that was just the most rock and roll stuff that I have ever seen from her career. It was the first album she ever did in her career. So that was the boldest move that she ever did. And that was awesome. That was amazing. And if you haven't seen the video, I encourage you to check it out, guys. This was off the chain. It was amazing. What a great way to start Demi Lovato's career with this song and music video. So, I encourage you to check it out, guys. And if you haven't, well, you're ready to be in for a treat. So, yeah, so this song's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be cool and it's gonna be amazing. So, let's go. So, yeah. So, Demi Lovato fans, make sure you turn off the music so loud you're gonna hear. Sing along, dance along, and rock along, because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the final song that I chose from Demi Lovato's album, Don't Forget. It's called Don't Forget. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
Did you forget that I was even alive? Did you forget everything we ever had? Did you forget? Did you forget about me? Did you regret? Did you regret ever standing by my side? Did you forget? Did you forget? We were feeling inside. Now I'm left to forget about us. But somewhere we went wrong. We were once so strong. Our love is like a song. You can't forget it.
Said it again. If you haven't heard this song, what the heck is wrong with you? And if you haven't seen this video, it was pure art. There's nothing more I could say when I first saw the video, and that was pure art. And that's how you opened Demi Lovato's career with that song and album and video. So if you haven't seen the music video, I encourage you to check it out. It's on Demi Lovato's YouTube page. Just type in Don't Forget. I guarantee it you're going to thank me later for that. And if you love the song, go put it on your playlist, guys. I guarantee you that this song was the best off her first album. And that video was the best song of her album. So, Demi, I just want to say thank you for starting your career strong like that. And you are the reason that you may be a pop star, but you are a rock star just for doing that. So thank you for putting that first album out like you did. You are awesome. You are amazing. And you keep on rocking it. And there's nothing more I could say. So Demi, thank you. And I cannot wait to see what you do next. And that is the end of the Don't Forget era. So next week, we're going to be starting the Here We Go Again era, which I'm so excited for. So you might want to stay tuned. And Demi, keep rocking it. And I love you so much. So, yeah. And that's the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. I'll be going on the Walt Disney World trip in 2023. And if you want to do it safely and you want to get... If you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, or you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina has two podcasts out now. If you love horror and if you like crime, and if you like both, go to the Horror Crime Podcast. She covers every horror movie, every Scream Queen, everything horror. Go to that podcast if you're a fan of horror crimes or anything else. Go to that podcast. I highly recommend. But if you're a fan of the Dangerverse, which is the HDU, if you love Henry Danger, Danger Force, or The Shorts, or anything else, go check out Danger Girl. She has every episode she ever recapped, and she does reviews of it as well. So all her reviews of Henry Danger are out now. Make sure you go and check that out. So check out Danger Girl if you're a fan of the Henry Danger universe, so I guarantee it that much. And yeah, but before she had two podcasts out, she only had one, which she did both of them, but that's no longer with us. But she had an opportunity to get to be in my podcast, which was very, very sweet. So if you want to see here what we topics that we did in the past, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did those weeks, or what songs that we did of the week, go find Community in the description of my podcast, which was the title of her podcast back then. But and you want to get to know about her. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and I'm glad that I interviewed her for those 2 weeks, and she's the rock star that she is today. So, and I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and I'm glad that I came across her For You page and discovered her there. So, and now she's my friend through and through. So, Kamina, girl, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, guys, but thank you guys so much if you're listening from the United States or across the pond. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love you guys so much, and you have no idea. You guys make me so happy, and thank you for tuning in this week, and I love you so much. So, yeah, so thank you for taking the time whenever you're from the States or across the pond or around the world. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I hope we get to do this all over again. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. So, yeah. Also, make sure you go get this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can share this podcast on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans to know if they're bored out of their mind or anything else they're doing, like work, vacationing, or whatever you do if you're just bored. Or if you're a fan of Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, also make sure you follow my social medias as well. Go to miss.holland92 on Instagram. You'll follow me over there. I do holidays, birthdays, vacations on my account, you name it. So if you haven't followed me yet, please do. I highly recommend it. So thank you guys so much. And I posted a photo of Noelle's birthday. If you've seen that yet, please do. That would be great. Thank you so much. And thank you for following my account if you did. So I really appreciate that. And you can follow my other account, which is Marilyn Susan. I recap movies, TV shows, whatever it's Star Wars, Marvel, DC, anything else. And if you're looking for a TV show or movie, I got you covered on that account. And trust me, and I do shows as well, guys, on that account. So if you're looking for anything, which is a show that you want to go to, or a movie or a TV show, I got you covered. So everything is on there, so make sure you go and check that out. It's under Marilyn Susan on Instagram, so thank you so much for following that account as well, and I really appreciate that. But if you're on Twitter, go follow Miss.Norman1992 for that exact same concept. If you're looking for anything, movies, TV shows, which is Marvel, DC, or Paramount, or anything on any streaming platform, I got you covered. And award shows, of course, so make sure you go follow me on Twitter. I really, really appreciate it. But in the very beginning of my account, I talked about the cutest person in the entire world, Jace Norman. How can I love my baby so much? I love you. So yeah, make sure you go follow my Miss.Norman1992 on Twitter. That would be great, please, and thank you. So yeah, that would be awesome. So thank you so much. And make sure you go follow me on Twitter. That would be awesome. But yeah. So if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, go to my Instagram page and go to the link in my bio. You can find it over there. It's really easy and simple. And if you're following me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, the link is in my bio over there as well. So go to my bio if you're following me on Twitter or Instagram. Go to my profile. Click on that link. And when you click on that link, take you to my profile page where all the episodes are put up. But go to the button that says More Platforms. Click on that button. It will take you to the More Platforms page. And you can find the podcast provider that you subscribe to. So click on the podcast that you subscribe to. Click on it and make sure you sign in. And once you've signed in, click on that follow button. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yes, to all the newcomers, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. And my job is to keep you guys comfortable for your kids, whatever it's your friends, your family, or if you haven't heard of Henry Danger or Danger Force before, or the Henry Danger universe in particular. So, if you heard of the show or if you haven't heard the show, my job is to catch you up on anything on this universe. So, make sure you go and get your beverages, grab your popcorn, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Hope I can make you guys happy and comfortable. So, thank you for coming, and cannot wait to go to the ride with you guys. But to all those followers who followed me since day one, or have followed me since then, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. It's almost been 3 years, guys. 3 years has almost been approaching. And thank you guys for making me the only one podcast that you ever listen to, whatever you're stuck in the houses during quarantine, or whatever you're going throughout your day, or anything else, whenever you're from the United States, or from any around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best fans ever. And I want to give a shout out to my secret boyfriend, Jace Norman. I love you so much. And thank you so much. I really, really appreciate all of you guys. And trust me, it's all going to get down from here. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, whatever you're from. And you guys are amazing. Why I do this for a living. And you are awesome, you guys, and this is the beginning for me. So make sure you keep on being you. Don't step on following your dreams, and make sure you don't stop from there, guys. So thank you so much for watching, and I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you, and this is only the beginning from here. So we're almost at the 3 anniversary mark. Let's go. Let's get it, and make sure you believe what you wish for. So I love you guys, and yeah, let's keep on going. So I love you guys, and make sure you be you. So I love you guys so much. But yeah, also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron. This has been your Henry Danger Universe update.
Blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.